I'm talking to Melissa Lord, who's from Altrincham Girls Grammar School, teacher of physics. Melissa's been a judge today at the UK final of the three-minute thesis competition. Did you enjoy being a judge, Melissa?
I love being a judge. It was so interesting just to hear young people enthusing about what they've done and trying to get it across, in fact, getting across so many ideas in their three-minute time scale. Just mind-blowing in terms of what they've done, what they can explain, and the enthusiasm and love for their subjects, and what potential those subjects might have to change, really, the future of lots of people.
That's fantastic. What did you think of the standard?
The standard was incredibly high. I've heard young people explain things. I've always been impressed with the young people at school, but this really gives me an idea of just where research can go and the standard of delivery that people can achieve. It was amazing.
So why do you think that public engagement with research is important?
Research is so important for everybody's futures. I suppose being able to see that research into areas that can seem a little bit esoteric can be so useful in terms of solving problems, in terms sometimes when you can't see that there is a problem there that needs solving, like, for instance, the winning talk on what essentially is microgravity, that quite academic question can come up with such useful applications in the end. Things like finding landmines, sorting out gravitational changes in the Earth's structure, things that I find it quite hard to imagine are measurable, but indeed, having talked to Richard, they're very measurable. It's a case of developing the technology, which is what he's doing, what he's about.
Yes, thank you. So did you learn anything new today that you didn't know
before? Oh, no, I learned new things from everybody. I learned new things about the style of presentation. I learned things new about the way that you can make analogies between the family trees of viruses and the human family tree, about connections there. I learned so much about the potential for making springs and microgravity. From Anna, I learned that, well, just a way to get the audience to engage, to be part of your explanation, getting us to picture ourselves as the epithelial cells in a body. From Alison, all about our respiratory glands and what essentially is mucus, and how that can help us understand how to get rid of respiratory ailments, and about elephants and elephant poo and infections, the lives of those poor elephants, and just how important they are to a country's economy and solving the problems that they have too.